You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hey, is this Alexander?
Hello, yes, this is Alexander.
Hey, I'm returning your call from, it's me.
Oh, is this Randy? Randy's
yeah,
pools?
Randy. Yeah, it's Randy, sorry.
Hey, Randy, Alexander, nice to hear back from you.
Yeah, sorry, I am kind of in the middle of like a thing with my on again, off again. So just so you know, there's kind of like a thing happening around me, but you got my full focus right now. That's why I missed
your
call.
Well, do you want to call me back when you're ready? I mean, you called me back. So if you're not ready, that's fine.
Yeah, I want to give good customer service and, like we're here 24/7 at Randy's. So I don't want to make you feel like you're not my number one priority.
That's actually really good news to hear because I am looking at putting in a pool and I am pretty motivated to get it in by my son's 14th birthday.
Great. How old's your son now?
He's 13.
Oh, okay. So he's soon.
Yes.
Yeah. Like just turned 13 or?
No, he turned 13 about 10 months ago. So we're looking at a 2-month build, but I did get licensing from the neighborhood to go 24/7. So we can do daytime, nighttime, day, whatever it is. So I am hoping, I heard that you were the fastest pool layer in the area. So
yeah, you've seen our commercials, fastest pool layer in the West, and that's where I kind
only
of
leak sometimes.
That's only leak sometimes.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for a strong pool, but mostly a fast pool. You know, this is really a big birthday for my son. 13, he hadn't really hit puberty yet. Mm. So 14, we're just really doing it big.
Good. Well, first of all, I'm excited those commercials worked because that was a big kind of disagreement between me and my creative director, who I don't know if I'll be working with much longer. So
yeah, you sound really emotionally affected.
Well, I don't know what you do for your work. Can I remind me your name? Was it Ted?
It's Alexander.
Alexander. Sorry, Ted. Remind me you one more time.
No, my name's Alexander. You're Randy.
I'm writing it down. All right.
You did say Ted right after I said Alexander.
Yeah, I'm just a little discombobulated because of something going on here in my romantic and business life. But let me give you a piece of advice, Alexander. I don't know if you work with family or loved ones.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't start a business with a loved one.
Well, I'm currently working with my brother-in-law. We are working on installing 6 new basketball hoops down at the local high school. So I'll tell you what, it is not a treat. This guy wants to have them facing one way. I'm having him face the other. And then he wants to talk to the asphalt guy and tell him he can put it in loose. And I'm saying, no, it can't be loose. It has to be dug into the cement.
Now, isn't it obvious which way the basketball
that's
nets
what I'm
are
saying.
Facing? They're facing
that's
each
what
other,
I'm saying.
Right?
I feel like he's just disagreeing just because of the familial bond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can't let me have it.
I feel for you. He sounds like a real son of a bitch. Just so I'm clear whose side I'm on, which way do you want them to be facing?
Well, I want the two baskets to be facing each other about a quart's length apart from me.
Perfect. That's perfect. That is.
It's exactly perfect, right? I mean, what's this? It's a no-brainer to me.
Yes, that's right. And I don't know, loose. I don't want my hoops loose, but you do find that they're loose at a lot of the outdoor. Maybe your brother's done a lot of them because I noticed a lot of loose hoops when I'm shooting.
His logic is, listen, we're going to make a mistake. Let's not put them in too tight. Mm. And I say, let's just do it right.
Do it right the first time.
Mm-hmm. Measure twice, cut once, or in this case, drill, cement, and place hoop once.
Uh-huh. Because it doesn't have to be. There's not really that many mistakes you can do. You have the height, you measure it, drill.
Right. Right.
Well,
and I know what I'm doing. I can drill a small hole, but what I'm coming to you for is a huge hole, then paved and filled with water.
Well, okay. We'll have that ready in time for your son's bar mitzvah. And what I just need to do.
And this is no offense. And I got no problem with a bar mitzvah, but it isn't a bar mitzvah. It's just a birthday party.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Jewish? You don't have to answer that.
I don't know what the proper answer
to
that is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess, again, I don't care, but did I sound Jewish to you?
Let's just say we'll find out when I get to the price haggle.
Okay, well, I hope you're Jewish with that joke.
Nope.
All right, well, Randy, I don't really care about the whole, you know, Christianity of it all. What's it going to cost me to get this pool in? And I'm talking classic kidney bean, but I do want to have a nod to a grotto. You know, I don't need a full grotto. I don't need my son being a little pervert in there, but I would love to have him think he was cool.
A 14-year-old with a grotto, that is tough. Yeah, so.
I might take a trip into the grotto, you know, me and my wife, but. But I do want my son to feel, you know, like he's a cool little guy and this is for him. And I just want it to go well.
Great. And this is for your son.
Yeah, of course.
My buddy's 14th birthday. Great.
Oh, sure. The grotto is a little bit for me, but mostly the pool needs to be in by the 14th birthday for my son. Yeah.
You're paying for it, so it should be a little for you.
You're goddamn right I am. He won't get a job at all.
Your 13-year-old son.
Yeah, I told him to go down and get a paper out, go work at the drugstore, go do something.
Oh, yeah.
Just sits at home playing video games all day.
Yeah, I mean, kids, they don't have the get up and go that our generation did.
They got no worth. Was that what you were going to say? They're worthless, except my little son. But when he, you know, I love him, but he doesn't bring in any money for the family.
Well, I said they've got no get up and go, so I wasn't going to say worthless, but yeah. We can do kidney bean with a nod to a grotto, and I think I understand what you're saying there is you basically want a grotto, but you don't want it to look fully like a grotto. Just for
people I want a grotto. I don't want it to be too expensive.
Yeah,
I know, okay, grottos can be pretty big, and let's not go there, okay? I just don't want it to be too expensive because, you know, it's a backyard pool. It's just a regular backyard.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell everybody. Good, fast, and cheap. Pick two out of the three.
Well, I'll take fast and cheap because I need this thing underpriced and I need it fast. And again, I'm telling you, I called you because you're the only 24-hour pool guy I know. I think we are going to have to pull at least doubles on this thing.
Well, I got plenty of time and a lot of energy right now that needs to go towards something. I can't let these idle hands become tools of the devil. I am. Okay. Look, I have a bit of a problem. I'm a bit of a glutton, and I'm going through a bit of a situation here with my on-again, off-again business partner and girlfriend, and I'm just going to be eating nonstop if I don't have something to do with my hands.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry to hear that. Now, am I hearing this right, that you're having problems with your partner and your business partner? Are you telling me that your creative partner has slipped away with your romantic partner?
Yeah. We disagreed on the 24/7 pool guy thing. And there might have been deeper problems there, you know, but that was the breaking point.
Did they not know about the 24/7 going in? I mean, that seems like something you talk about.
I wedged it. I definitely wedged it. And, you know, at the time I said, well, this is a thing that we can discuss later, but let's start as a 24/7, knowing that once you've started it, you're there, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't want to take their side, but that does seem like a bit of a tough nut to crack.
24/7?
Yeah, especially sprung, you know?
Look, I took your side on your basketball court thing.
You're right. Let's do this pool cheap and fast. You're right. I'm not here to note you. And you know what? I'll order lots of pizzas or whatever you like. We got a great taco truck around the corner from my house, so we'll keep you fed. Yeah. Now, how many men you think you're going to need to do this? Because, again, I want a classic kidney bean.
Go ahead.
My whole thing is I've seen some of these bean pools, and everybody doesn't end up with a kidney bean. Some people end up with more of an edamame, which is just a little bit more of like an oval.
Yeah, a little oval.
I don't want that. I want bean shape.
My guy, you're getting bean if you're getting Randy.
I love to hear that.
The shape we agree on is the shape you're going to get. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk depth. What's the most shallow and what's the deepest? Usually people go like 3 feet for the shallow end, 8 to 9.
I think 8 to 9 sounds good. Maybe 10. I do want it to be a little bit longer than it is wide. I don't want a square, you know, a kidney bean, obviously, but an elongated bean, if that makes sense.
Longer than it is wide. So a long, thin bean. And what are we working with backyard-wise? You said it's all concrete back there, or are we digging into dirt?
We got a little bit of concrete, but yeah, it's mostly grass back there. Grass, a little bit of mulch, some plants, some stuff like that. You're not going to have to dig up any in-ground watering.
We do all the watering
by hand, so that's good. But yeah, you know, it's pretty standard pool dig, but I am looking for 10 feet deep in the deep end. And, you know what, let's go 1 foot in the shallow end. I'd really like it to be a steep drop off.
Okay. And I just want to just so we're imagining what 1 foot to 10 feet is. I just want to give you that picture. So you're descending the steps into your pool and the water's up to maybe you're like just above your shins.
Yeah. Probably mid-shin. You kind of want to be able to sit in it. You know, sometimes, we like to have people in the neighborhood over, I'm imagining. And there's going to be some little kids, so I'd like to have waiting area for them.
Okay, good. I was going to see if there were little kids in the mix, because that makes a little
sense. Sometimes people go with the Baja Shelf. It's just a part of the pool that's a little bit smaller. Maybe I just do a little Baja Shelf and then I do a traditional shallow end.
So you want a shelf that then drops off into a shallow end that then eases into a 10-foot deep end?
Well, then I'm talking the shallow end can be a little bit more like a 3 foot, but then the Baja could be the 1 foot. So a smaller area of 1 foot, a standard one half of the bean in the shallow end, about 3 descending to 5, and then a real drop off to the 10 foot, because I'd like to be able to dive.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm taking out my little like half pencil behind my ear, and I'm drawing this out now just to kind of get an image of it, because I'm a visual.
Okay, thank you for the visual. I need the visual of you doing your visual.
Great. So,
are you having coffee, tea? What's the lighting like?
Great. Well, I am in our pool. I guess store.
You're in the pool right now.
Not in the pool. I'm in the pool store. Okay. I wish I was in the pool, but I'm in the store. I'm in the hot tub in the pool store. So I'm tubbing right now.
I thought I heard some bubbles.
Yeah, that's the tub. You know,
that's a great way to work.
It's why I got into this line of work, is I love soaking.
God, I bet. God, that's genius. You never work a day in your life, they say.
If you like your job, you never work a day in your life. But then my doctor's saying that I've made some irreversible damage to my skin and I am aging visually very quickly.
Oh my God. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'm so relaxed. I'm not aging that much on the inside, which is more important to me. I don't care what I look like. Yeah, maybe a little more now that I'm on the market, it seems like.
The physical cells of your body isn't as bad as how you feel on the inside.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, that's what my doctor said, the same thing, but sarcastically. I'm glad that you agree with me.
Yes. Hey, I'm not trying to ruffle your feathers anymore. Okay. I'm looking at a 2-week pool and I know I got the guy who can handle it.
Now, let me ask you this. Where does your little son go to high school?
He's at Oak Ridge right now. He's at Oak Ridge and he's a freshman. He's a little frosh going into sophomore.
Wow.
And he's smart. You know, he's a little ahead of things. So
we're
really proud of him and I really want to give him what he wants.
I'm Oak Ridge, class of 98.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, go Miners.
Go Miners. You know, I was the mascot there. I was the little miner.
No.
Yeah. So I would I would walk around trying to buy beer and cigarettes and they'd be like, you're too young, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now, were you there when they chose the mascot? Why did they choose young adult? Why did they choose like a minor like that?
I don't know. I think maybe because they were saying that's what all the kids at the school are. They were just trying to be like very literal with it. Right. I don't know.
The seniors must have really turned their nose up at it.
After they had full senioritis. They had no respect for the mascot. The seniors would always bully the mascot.
I bet. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
You have a class of 300 or something bullying you.
Yeah, standing, one kid's kneeling behind you while you think you're having a nice conversation with another one, and then you're getting shoved.
Tabletopped. No. That's who's making my pool.
Well.
That's who's making my grotto. You know what a grotto's for, right? It's supposed to be a little sexy.
I know sexy, all right? That was me then, and I changed my whole vibe because
I
was a mascot. But then I became a male cheerleader my junior and senior year because I was tired of getting bullied, and I was doing back handsprings.
That's a good turnaround.
Yeah, thank you.
That's back a really good turnaround. All that
stuff. Thank you.
That's cool. So you're agile.
I was.
Yeah.
Definitely been, you know, eating a little more due to the stress because of my on again, off again. She is dating our third business partner right now. So we're off again. It's a bit of a battle because I always knew they were against me because they both said 24/7 pools makes no sense. You're too loud.
But you have people that are going to show up for the job. I mean, you have employees who trust you.
It's me now, and I do the Big Brothers program. So I've got a little kid that I'm kind of working with, and he works really hard.
How little?
Oh, he's 9, but he works really hard, and I just need someone to come and go, and I'm the one working 24/7.
Okay.
But I can task rabbit some people, you know, if we need to, and just
if the labor's cheap, I think that's good for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cheaper the labor is, the faster we can go.
Yeah, well, you've read the sign outside my place.
That's right.
So, okay, we've got the 1 foot shelf dropping off into the 3 foot shallow end. Mm-hmm. How gradual do you want to go from 3 to 10?
As quick as you can. As steep so that's as you, another as shelf. Steep and as, I'll say this, as steep and as deep as you can go. I don't really want it to be gradual. I okay. kind of want it to be Mariana Trench.
Okay, wow. Well, so here's what you're going to have to work with, because I can do that, but we've done it before. You're going to have tide issues when it's windy. You're going to have overflow.
Really? I didn't think about that.
Yeah, when it gets windy.
The wind and the moon will affect how my pool sits.
Well, because, the water is kind of hitting up against those walls when it's getting cold, and usually the gradual means there's none of that happening, but so you could be getting some tide pools and stuff like that.
Wow. Hey, you know, you're really smart. I really respect that. That's something I would have never thought of. And I know about water taking the shape of its container. I know enough about the laws of nature, but wow, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Way to go, Randy. Way to go.
Hey, I know a couple things about pools, hot tubs, and lacrosse.
Can I ask you something about hot tubs? How hot are you supposed to have it?
115 is what I prefer.
115?
Yeah.
That's almost boiling.
Is that too hot? I don't know.
I don't know if it's almost boiling, but it's hot. It's really hot.
Well, I like to gradually get in there to where it almost feels like you are acclimating to it. I've always thought I was a little cold-blooded, honestly, and I acclimate to the
look at you, you little snake. Randy, you little snake, you cold-blooded snake.
Yeah,
I guess. I like the cut of your jib, my man. I really do. Hey, you know what? Why don't you, after we finish this pool, why don't you come to the party?
You have one planned already? Like your 14-year-old's birthday?
Yes. It is happening March 18th, Saturday at 4. So that's the deadline for the pool.
Okay.
And I told him, no, regardless, we're swimming.
Okay.
Regardless of how finished the pool is, we will swim that day.
All right, great. Well, you're honestly making it easier for me having it not be a gradual gradient. It's pretty easy to just dig in little chunks. So that's
great. Can bring in a big version of like the thrifty ice cream scooper. Just take out a big chunk of ground and toss it wherever you want. I do not like my neighbors.
Okay, great. Well, you know, whether or not you like them, there are some legalities there. I just want to make sure
that's your department. Yeah.
Well, yeah, legally I can't just dump your refuse into their yard. So we'll have to figure out, a processing fee for that, and we'll get rid of your extra dirt and all that. There's a lot of places that you can donate it to or people that use it for mulch and stuff.
Can we sell it? Can we take the dirt from my house and sell it? Seems like someone should be giving me some money. That was my dirt.
I like that you're a wheeler dealer.
Is that part of your thing? You sort of get to keep the
dirt. Well, no, that's your dirt. Nobody's ever asked if they could sell it before.
It's genius, right?
It is interesting, yeah.
I think the dirt might be worth more than the pool, to be honest, because I've planted back there, and it's fertile dirt.
Really?
Yeah, sunflowers, weeds, all of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, sunflowers are pretty easy to grow, and weeds, they grow anywhere. But I'm just getting my little laptop over the edge of the hot tub here, and I'm just going
to
Google it.
Careful. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that if you work in a hot tub, but be careful not to tip it in.
No, I mean, we have a pretty big laptop budget here because there's, let's see.
You have a big laptop budget. Why? You might just want to get like a big tray budget. I don't think you need to have a ton of different laptops.
Yeah, the tray is always a better idea than you think it was. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's just never the shape you want it to be.
You're saying it's a better idea in theory than in practice.
Right. Then you have the tray and then it's like, it's just in my way. If I want to stand up quickly, am I knocking my laptop into the water?
Right.
Back to square one, except I've also wasted tray money.
Oh, that's a shame. Right.
Well, I'm at dirtbymail.com here. Looks like anonymously send a dirt bag to a dirt bag is what they say.
This is genius.
So this looks like a company that sells dirt rudely to people.
I could absolutely sell to a rude guy.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fine. I don't care what he does with the dirt. He can plant it on his own. He can send it to an asshole. I don't care.
That's great. Yeah. I have two people in my life right now that I'd like to send a bag of dirt to. So I'm glad you asked that.
I hate to hear it. Randy, you are, to me, you're such a good guy. You're going to do my pool fast and cheap and I don't know. It just doesn't seem like you deserve this. You're getting cheated on by your business partner and your romantic partner, and it's together.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
It is a tangled web being woven here, and it's kept me up at nights. Luckily, I were in a 24/7 pool business. Unluckily, almost nobody on earth has asked for me to fix their pool from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Well, what's the deal? What's going on with you? Not to really get into this thing, but you got stinky breath or something, or your feet stink, or what's going on? Well, why do these people want to be around you?
You know what I like about that? You've talked to me a little bit. You know my personality. You didn't jump to it's a personality issue. You thought it must be a physical issue.
Yeah, it must be something you can't control, like your own breath or foot stench. You eat such a horrible diet that all you do is spew stink? Is it something like that?
No, I mean,
I'm trying to think of something that would piss off a business partner and a romantic partner and force them together. So it's to me, and you know, I don't know if you want to get into this, they probably have a lot of fun talking about whatever it is that you do that pisses them both off.
Oh, I wish she hadn't said that because that is really in my mind now. That just put an image right in my mind of them both laughing about me working from the hot tub. Maybe is something that's always pissed them off.
Yeah, you can't work from home because you don't have a hot tub, so you always go to work.
Yeah, eating in a hot tub, it kind of makes them annoyed. You know, but I don't know what it is with my on again, off again. I mean, we've been together since high school. We were going to go to prom together. Then she ended up going with a senior, bullied me. Then now, college.
Hey, you can't blame her. You know, when there's a tough guy on campus and you're with a minnow, shark's going to win.
What were you in high school?
Well, I was a minnow.
Really? Yeah, I'm surprised by that. You sound very strong.
I learned a lot of lessons. I learned a lot of lessons, and it taught me to, you know, really take care of myself. I became a big businessman. I invented a new rubber.
Really?
Yes, I invented a new
condom
rubber.
A new
rubber, a new condom.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's what extra long. It's extra long and rolled up extra tight. So it's a huge condom, but you don't have to unroll it all the way. So it can be for little guys or for big guys. But the little guys still get to say, look, I got the long dong silver.
Wow, I wonder how you thought of that.
Not me. It's not about me. I had the long one.
Oh, man. I think now that you mentioned it, I think I've seen your commercial. It's like two guys, one who clearly looks like he's one way and one who clearly looks like the other just by the way they carry themselves.
Yes.
And they both buy the same condom, and the attractive woman working behind the register goes,
she pulls out a gun because she doesn't know who to shoot because they look the same. She says, these guys both got the same size penis? I got to kill one of these guys.
I did have trouble following the logic because apparently
it was a doppelganger penis. That was
one of them is evil.
Evil doppelganger penis was sort of the joke of the thing. I don't know if we got specific enough for people to get it.
But it's tough in those 15-second spots.
Well, I figured that long dong silver would be enough to tie it all together. But again, it is confusing. Anyway, I made a grip of money off that, and now I'm getting a 2-week pool for my 13-year-old son.
Well, that's great. Let's talk specifics. I am so happy to be in business with a man who knows their thing. Let's see. So on this rush, we do 24/7, but we obviously have to charge a little more for after hours. That's overtime, sleep time. So I think to get this done in the time that you need.
Whoa. Hang on. Just real quick. And this is not that I don't believe you, but are you saying I'm paying you to sleep? Because that's not how it works normally.
No. You won't be paying me to
sleep.
Or
are you going to be foregoing sleep?
I'll be foregoing sleep, and that's what you're paying for. So I'll be pretty exhausted by the last couple of weeks. But
we're going to get this taco truck in there. We're going to feed you. We're going to keep you going.
I'm very excited to be eating that meal three times a day. Or probably five. If you're awake 24 hours a day, it's five meals a day probably.
Oh, at least. Every 6 hours.
Yeah.
Every 4 hours.
That's right. So it's that four.
And you're going to be working your ass off, no offense.
No, I will.
Because I'm going to be there watching you. I work from home.
Oh, do you? Doing what? How does that?
Just sort of counting the money.
Entrepreneur. How does that?
You know,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm cool. An entrepreneur. I count the money. I run the business sort of myself. So I keep an eye on all the numbers and our growth rates and third quarter, fourth quarter, things like that. Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, third quarter, fourth quarter, of course. With your partner now that you had your son with, were you together before or after you made all the money and put out the condom, the rubbers?
Before. It was actually her idea. She said, I've seen you be so embarrassed when you go into the store because I was making you get the small ones because I figured you're wasting so much money on those magnums that just have no use for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, well, it's embarrassing. I have to get the magnum.
Who are they?
I have to.
Who's that for? The person working? The people behind you in line? Who are you?
Yeah, I don't want to be buying a tiny condom, which I never do. So I get the Long Dong Silver, which is both a tiny condom and a very long condom. The only people it doesn't work for is very wide folks.
So we know if you're buying it that you have a pretty thin, you're working thin.
No, you just know that it could be long.
I see.
That's all you know is that it could go long.
But you are ruling out all the wide, anyone with wide or more.
Yeah, but not everybody knows that. We've just had complaints from wide people that it's not wide enough, even though it is long enough. But we don't advertise that it's for thinnies. We've had some complaints from thick boys.
Yeah, but you're not getting a lot of
thick
customers.
Men, excuse me.
Sure, yeah, of course. Well, okay, so I'm looking at this 2 weeks, 24/7. Do you want me to build the tacos into my budget, or do you want to just do that separate?
I'll take care of the food budget.
Okay, great.
I just want materials, labor, and you know what? I'm going to take care of the water too. I'm just going to use my hose, so you don't have to bring in outside water.
Oh, okay, great. And we will need to probably chlorinate that. You need a couple days for that, so we'll need to end 2 days before the birthday just to get all the chemicals in there and make sure it's safe. Unless you're not worried about the safety, and then we can do chemicals day of. Gives us 2 extra days to build.
I'm really just worried more about the image than the safety. You know, I just wanted to look cool on his 14th.
Great. Yeah. So just tell the kids to wear goggles, and we'll go till day of, and we'll do chemicals day of.
Okay. Finish it early if you can. There's no reason to take the maximum amount of time.
It's just going to cost you a little more if we finish early. That's all.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'll be there the whole time sort of watching and serving tacos and stuff. So we'll be able to know where we are and what we're doing. Now, one last thing. I know we talked kidney bean. Could I perhaps see you draw a kidney bean or prove to me that you know what one looks like? Because I've gotten a couple of other orders that I got almost all the way on.
Uh-huh.
And then I got their design back, and I wasn't really satisfied with the bean shape.
Well, I think what I would probably do is I would Google kidney bean, and then I would just draw one of those, you know, but then expand it and include some of the modifications you've included, which would be a thin kidney bean, which I'm now realizing a little connection there. And then we would do...
No. There's no connection between, I don't know what you're saying, my penis and a long, thin kidney bean. I'm not trying to make my backyard the shape of my penis.
Okay, yeah, all right. Sorry, I didn't mean to fully imply.
If I was doing that, I would make it long and short where it could be extendable. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Oh, I see. So you have an extendable kind of situation going on there.
But when you're talking about my pool, yeah.
I usually don't get into this personal of a conversation, but I think I'm a little raw today because of my work situation. I'm taking on this whole business by myself. Between you and me, I've got to clean a local celebrity's pool tonight.
Who?
It's K-Gun9's weather reporter.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, McQueen Anderson. And so
McQueen Anderson, the weather reporter, the number one meteorologist in the West Coast.
Yeah, he had a meteorologist party last night, and so his pool's just filthy. I gotta go by and clean it.
Oh my god, those freaky weather people.
I shouldn't even tell you about weather.
What did they do? Jump in their shoes or something? Why is it so dirty?
Well, they try to turn the pool into a weather event. They're obsessed with weather events, and so they're just making it rain in the pool, which he has little rainers on top of the pool, which I could do for you, obviously, for a price. But I could put little rain spouts over the pool that you could turn it on, make a little thunderstorm sound, and make it sound like it's raining on you, which
That's
we developed that
cool.
for McQueen Anderson, yeah.
That is very cool. All right, well, let's get down to brass tacks. 24 hours... 2 weeks from now, I'm handling the food budget. I'm handling the water. You're reselling the dirt. and you're doing a long, thin kidney bean that doesn't look like anything either of us knows, just a longer, thinner bean. And of course, in the middle bend of the bean is where I want the hot tub slash grotto. And that'll be up a little bit, up the hill, just slightly.
Oh, I see. You want the
grotto. So raised above. So that
an above bean grotto.
Because I don't want the structure of the bean taken away. I just want the grotto to sort of be north of the top bend of the bean.
I do have to be honest with you, and I hope this isn't frustrating, but that's going to be incredibly difficult and expensive to build an extra thing kind of floating above the ground, right? Because I'll have to support that. I'll have to figure out.
It doesn't have to be too floaty, but you know what I mean. It's got to be 1 foot higher than the rest of the pool, you know, so that the water comes out. Not the whole thing, but the.
If it's 1 foot higher, nobody can swim in the middle of your pool. I just want to make sure you're aware of that, too.
Okay, well, what would you do with the grotto?
I would probably make the grotto adjacent to the bean, or make the bean kind of spit out into the grotto, or put the grotto next to the bean like that.
Great idea.
Instead of part of the bean.
Great ideas. Okay, let's do that.
Okay. So, yeah, we're looking at just off the top of my head, and I'll draw a bean, and I'll send you the picture or whatever we can do there. I'll take a photo of it on my Razor flip phone, and I can text it to you or whatever. We're looking at probably $18,000.
Wow. Wow. Randy, I got to say, you're good.
Okay,
you're
wow.
really good. And I got to also say, I think you might be cutting yourself a little short.
You think so?
You might be going a little under. I mean, I guess if you could make $18 every 2 weeks, that's $18,000 every 2 weeks. That's a pretty good thing.
Well, and I'm not making that money. You know, a lot of that is getting the cement going, the digging, the equipment, the...
Well, you're definitely selling yourself short. What are you going to make? $2,000? $1,000 a week?
Okay, you sound like my ex here. And my ex-business partner as well. Yeah, but... You price it low, and then people want to come back for another pool in the future.
True. You get repeat and customers. And you're not going to be paying for food or water for those 2 weeks. I'm going to be feeding you extensively.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this. For an extra probably $3,000, I could make it so the pool cover, I'm just kind of spitballing here, being creative, works like a Long John Silver. So you kind of slip the pool cover around.
Long Dong Silver. But that sounds great. That sounds really great. Could use it halfway. Could use it all the way.
Yeah, you could, you know, so for a rainy day that is, it's not, you don't know if it's going to rain, or maybe you just want to swim in the deep end of the pool, then you could just
maybe you just want to cover the grotto.
Maybe you just want to cover the grotto, which, again, I don't know that would be a part of the pool anymore, but more adjacent to the pool.
Okay. I think that's a great idea. I'll pay you the extra $3 because you know what? I think you deserve it.
Thank you.
And I also am going to say, I think we're going to become pretty good friends over this thing.
I mean, I love your business sense. We're obviously learning a lot. Even, I think we'll probably split the dirt money for sending dirt to dirt bags, which that's kind of, I want to factor that in.
Okay. We might come on top of this thing.
You know,
who knows how much this dirt's going to be worth?
I'm just Googling grotto here, and I can't do one of these.
You're Googling grotto? You were telling me you knew grotto the whole time.
I know. I was trying to fake it till I made it, but I'm Googling. I thought grotto was just like a little extra part of the pool. But
okay, without Googling, what describe to me what you think a kidney bean shape is.
Well, to me, it would be kind of like a crescent moon kind of look with two lumps in it and like a very like thin top and bottom of the crescent moon, very thin. So it's kind of almost like a C that you start elongating.
A C, but plump, a plump C.
A plump C, yeah.
Letter type C.
A bubbly C, yeah, great. I'm just going to put bubbly C here on my notepad.
All right, that's what I'm thinking about for kidney bean.
Great. Okay, great. So, and let's see. I'm just looking at grottos here. Wow, these are awesome.
I know.
These are really, that's what those are. I've seen these at like hotel pools and stuff. I thought this was just like a waterfall.
You know where I heard of it? The Playboy Mansion.
Oh, wow. I heard
the Playboy Mansion has a grotto.
Did you ever get a chance to go? I guess not, because you said you heard.
Oh, yeah, not even close. I've never been close.
That would have been awesome. Can you imagine hanging out at
the Playboy Mansion? I heard everybody gets laid at the Playboy Mansion.
Ugh, my friend Jeff, he is an accountant for the stars.
Wow.
And so he went to the Playboy Mansion and he saw, who did he see? Sheen. He saw Sheen was there.
Oh my God, the king.
Yeah. He saw, speaking of king, James.
Diesel? Was Vin Diesel there?
I asked the same question.
Oh.
No Diesel. But
shoot.
Yeah, no Diesel. But
Leo DiCaprio?
Not DiCaprio.
No.
But who was there?
Tom Hanks. Was Tom Hanks there?
No. Chet Hanks was.
Chet!
Yeah. Well, Hanks had been there. He had autographed a headshot that was there.
So you could
tell it was a real autograph because he wrote his name in Padois.
Cool.
Yeah, which I would love to meet him. But yeah,
that's cool.
You're going to have your own little kind of Tulsa, Oklahoma version of the Playboy Mansion, aren't you?
Oh, I can't wait. I really hope so. Because again, this is for my kid, but let's just say I'm going to enjoy it
too. Oh my gosh, yeah. All right. Well, and I'm sure your loser neighbors are going to be jealous now too.
Oh, my neighbors are horrendous losers.
Now that I've seen,
they're also going to be jealous of missing out on this dirt deal, I think.
Oh yeah, don't let them know. Maybe send them some dirt.
I won't. Yeah, I'll send them. I got a couple of dirtbag neighbors. I'm gonna send them a bag of dirt too.
Okay, well now that I've Googled grotto, we can absolutely do it above the middle of it. So you just have a little waterfall. But why don't you just call it a waterfall? I wonder.
Yeah, I love that waterfall with a little swimmable area. That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, so that's what makes it the grotto. Is it falls into somewhere you can swim?
You can go under it, I think. It's like a little protected enclave.
That's really cool. Wow, this is cool. I'm just Googling
grottos. I
got to
be honest. I'm surprised you've never heard of a grotto being in the pool business.
I don't know how I missed it. Yeah, I mean, I know waterfalls.
Well, you know, I guess out here in Tulsa, you're doing a lot of flat open ones.
Yeah, exactly. I know waterfalls, and I guess I just never thought grotto.
Good for you.
Look at these pictures of grottos. Wow, these are cool. If I ever get a pool, I'm definitely going to have a grotto in mine.
Well, hey, you know what? After you put in my pool, if we stick to the budget and the time, you can use it whenever you want. Whenever you want, Rando.
Ted, you made my night.
I'm not going to feed you every time, but I'll feed you to get it put in, and then, you know, you can have a key to the backyard.
Hey, if I get unlimited grotto, I'll bring the food for the both of us.
You got it, my man. Absolutely.
When
are you coming over? When do you start?
I'm ready now. I'll head over now. I'll show you this bean that I drew and we'll go from there.
Perfect. That's a business deal. Let's do it.
What's your address?
1234.
Okay.
Mr. Bean Lane.
Slow down. 1, 2.
Mr.
4. Hang on.
Mr.
Okay, M-I-S. Is that M-R or, oh no, it's spelled M-I-S. Out Mr. Okay, Mr.
T-E-R. One word.
B. One word. Okay, so B is part of the word Mr. Bean. And you said Drive. Avenue?
Drive.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mr. Bean Drive.
And oh, you'll see my house. You'll notice it. I won't say why, but you'll notice it when you pull up.
I have a feeling that is it one of those unfurling houses that people have said is pretty inefficient?
Yeah, people are bagging on it, but I still like it.
Hey, all right, I'm on my way, Ted.
All right, see you soon, Rando.
All right, my man.
Bye-bye.